let me ask you then, closer to home, about what's happening in the valley here and in the area. Are you, how aware are you and you and Packard of these other companies beginning, or that you're becoming part of a cluster? I know there were industries before you, Nice and Kaufman, et cetera, but...
Well, let me just...
All right.
Let me go back and give you a quick history.
All right.
I'm sure you've had it. Let me get it all together.
Yeah, I'd like to.
When Stanford founded the university, they got David Starr Jordan to come out and he came from Cornell. He was a scientist. He's an ichthyologist. And he selected some of the key faculty, other very good scientists and engineers. And he had a very good school of engineering. One of the early graduates was a Australian, the name was Cyrus Elwell, who was a motorbike character. At that time, trans-ocean radio was just coming about. It wasn't very efficient. But he heard of a fellow in Denmark, named Poulsen, who had a much better method of generating these high-powered radio signals. So he went over and basically committed to buy these things, and he didn't have a nickel. Then he came back and he raised the funds in San Francisco and started the old Federal Radio. And there was a whole group of people in early Federal Radio, many of them from Stanford, who were very good engineers. Federal was finally sold to the Mackey interests, moved east, and some of these guys moved east and then came back west again. One of them certainly Charlie Litton. And of course Litton Engineering indirectly came from that.
Yes, right.
But there were a lot of other ones. So there was in the 30s there was a residue of these people.
Mm-hmm.
And they were very helpful. Litton was very helpful to us. He had very peculiar work habits. He'd get up at about 6 o'clock in the evening, have breakfast, work until about midnight, have lunch, work until about 5 o'clock in the morning, have dinner, and then go to bed. But he had an engraving machine, characters. And we'd go up every night and engrave our dials for our oscillators there. And he had interesting seminars, and there were people like Alex Punyatov there. He's the guy that started Ampex.
Mm-hmm.
A whole series of people like that.
Who is this fellow? I knew Ampex, but not his name.
Alex Punyatov. He's a Russian.
And where is he? Where is he from? How does he come into this?
He's a Russian immigrant. Very, very smart guy.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Right after the war.
All right. Yes.
The ideas really came from the Germans. The tape recording, and he picked them up.
All right.
But anyway.
All right.
But this is before the war. So there was quite an intellectual engineering community here. It really has roots in Stanford. And you might say a supernova that exploded and left a lot of pieces around. And these people were helpful to us in many ways. Some of these other people were acting as a consultant or something like that. So that kind of represents the background.
Yes.
And you had Heinz and Kaufman. That was a long the dollar steamship company. And Heinz and Kaufman was very important in the early days of radio because they had the first ground air radio. Really, one of the great dramatic things was the Dole flights to Hawaii. And they put a radio on these things. A wind-driven generator on it. You could hear the whine of the generator. They didn't have any navigation equipment. One of these planes, right, you know, all the amateur world listening into this thing. The guy said McLeod and so on. I'm not quite sure where I'm going. All of a sudden, pitch increased sharper and sharper and then stopped and they realized he's going into a dive and not knowing. This is heard the world over. That was Heinz and Kaufman. And it's Eldred came from Heinz and Kaufman.
Yes.